Organisers of large bingo competitions will be allowed to pay out up to three quarters of their takings in prize money. It follows a vote in the Dáil last night. The government had wanted to impose a prize money cap of 50%. However, an amendment proposed by the Sinn Féin TD Martin Kenny, seconded by the independent TD Dennis Nocton, was supported by the government and other parties and means that organisers of large bingo competitions will be allowed to pay out up to three quarters of their takings in prize money. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD, is here. Thank you for coming in to us.
No problem at all.
So what was agreed last night?
Well, what was agreed last night is that the issue is about licences for bingo, and licences is where the prize money being paid out each week is between 5,000 and 30,000 per week. So it's the larger ones. This doesn't affect and never did affect the smaller community-run bingos around the country where you have in your local parish been run for the parish hall or the local GEA club. They would never have been affected by it. But the larger ones would have been affected because they'd have to get a licence. And one of the conditions of those licences is that you have to give a certain amount of money to charity. But up to now, in the previous legislation, it didn't specify how much. This legislation specifies they must give 25% to charity. That's still in place. But the other thing that was in it is that there would be a cap of 50% going out in prize money, 50% of the takings. Now, a lot of the people that came in and lobbied us made the point that, you know, that was very restrictive and that they wouldn't be able to work with that and they needed that to be removed. But they told us that they had no problem with the 25% for charity. So last night, Alaskan Corla, Pat the Cope Gallagher, allowed, which is quite unusual, to allow on a report stage for an oral amendment to be put, because as long as it's a very small amendment. So this amendment was only changing, if you like, one number from 50 to 75. So we changed that to 75%, and now the opportunity is there for those who run these larger bingo halls that they can give out up to 75% of the takings in prize money if they wish, or if they have a large. It's all amount, the amount of money, that amount of people that play. If there's a large night where there's a packed hall, they end up probably giving somewhere between 40 and 50% in prize money. If it's a smaller night, they have to give more, because the prize money is always set. When you go in to play bingo, you know how much you're going to win if you win.
If you take 100% of the takings and you have to give a quarter to charity, you're hardly going to give all three quarters out in prize money, are you?
Well, you're not, but it depends. Sometimes they do, because they're looking on it that the previous 2 weeks they had very good weeks, okay, and they made more money. So in the night that's a slow night, they do have to do that sometimes, because if it's, we often say in rural Ireland, if it's a night where there's slippery roads or something and there isn't as many people at the bingo, you know, they end up losing money, and that can happen. But they don't actually lose money. They take it from previous weeks when they made better.
There'll be plenty of people listening this morning, including those who've launched protests outside the Dáil in recent years, who will think, my goodness, the bingo protesters achieved their aim very quickly here. What happened?
Well, I think what happened is there was a very concentrated lobby by the large bingo hall owners, and you know, they got a lot of people out there who play bingo and who use it as a very much a social occasion. It's not really about the gambling, and while this bill was about gaming and lotteries, it is sort of slotted in that bingo came under it, and people were very, very concerned, and naturally they would be concerned, because it is a very unique part of Irish culture that people have such an interest in
you
bingo.
You acted very quickly.
Well, I recognise that there was a legitimate problem here, and that the problem was about that percentage. And if we could resolve that, we could sort this out. And we got the support of everyone in Leinster House last night. And that's, I suppose, one of these situations where you have a debate that starts off where people are confused and not sure what the situation is. And there was a lot of misinformation, and we got a lot of clarity. And then we got to a situation where we could identify where a solution could be found. I proposed that solution, and thankfully it got the backing of everyone in the House. And we're in a situation this morning where, you know, as I say, the vast, vast majority of smaller community-run bingos won't be affected. But those larger ones that are, they never were. They never were going to be affected.
I see a headline in the Daily Mail this morning, Leo, I have played bingo, underlined have. Have you?
I have indeed, many years ago. I haven't in recent times, but I have played bingo in the past. And I do understand how it works. And I do understand that it is a vital means that small rural communities particularly use for to make money, for to run their parish hall or whatever it is. You know, it is a good day, and I think it's one of these things that we see at last, you know, Parliament working well, and that's what happened last night.
Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD, thank you for coming in to us. Almost a minute to nine.